everyone. Welcome back to Stay Tuned with Beth.
I am Beth,
and I am currently in my car with Archer, who is meowing because he does not like car rides. He is not impressed. So I apologize, but he is not happy. So I'm going up north up to northern Idaho for my cousin's wedding that I am a bridesmaid in. So that's where I'm going. The reason I have Archer with me is normally we just leave him home with River, but since he has antibiotics for his UTI, his urinary tract infection, he has to get them, one of them once a day, and then the other one is twice a day. So we just thought it'd be easier to bring him along with us. So I'm taking my car, and then Tucker's going to come up in his pickup here in a little while. So we'll have two cars, and it kind of works out because I'll be doing bridesmaidy stuff, and so he doesn't have to rely on borrowing or, I don't know, whatever. So we'll have two cars, so it'll kind of work out. But yeah. So today I'm just going to kind of talk about, like, TV shows that I like and stuff. So, my ear popped. So one of my all-time favorite shows that is currently still on is Big Brother. For those of you who don't know what Big Brother is, it's Archer. Oh my goodness. It's however many house guests, I don't know, like 16-ish, whatever. It's a bunch of house guests. They get locked in a house. They're cut off from the outside world. Like, they have no phones, no internet. Like, they can't do anything. Yeah. It's crazy. And they do, like, competitions and, like, one of the biggest ones is, like, the head of household. So, whoever's the head of household, they put up two people, usually, for eviction. And then they have the power of veto competition where you can either not use the veto or you can, you can use it to take off someone, and then the head of household has to name someone else that they're going to put up on the block for eviction. So, I mean, it's interesting, and there's usually drama. Like, this season, like, is ridiculous. One of the girls was saying that one of the other house guests was bullying her. I'm like, no, that's not a thing. You're not being bullied. Because, like, so there's, you can have, like, alliances, like, people that you work with. And so there's this 8-person alliance right now. And they're kind of running the house for the most part. And they were having kind of, like, a meeting in the head of household room, which is a cool thing about being HOH, is that you get your own room with your own bathroom. You don't have to share. And so they're having, like, a meeting up in the HOH room, and someone, one of the house guests was, like, outside wanting to, like, go in and talk to them, and they're like, no, not right now, come back. And she just, like, made it into this big thing, and it was ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny sometimes, like, I love Kat. I fucking love her. She's ridiculous. Like, one of her, like, sayings is, "Are you bitches conspiring against me?" And it's funny because most of the time they're not. But, like, the last episode that I saw, I didn't see yesterday's episode yet, but, she volunteered to go up as a pawn on the block, and she's like, what? She knew it was gonna happen, which is funny because nobody else knew. And she's like, She's like, conspiring bitch. And everyone's faces were just like shocked. It was hilarious. But yeah, it's a good show. If you haven't ever watched it, it's, and you like reality TV type of shows, it's a good one. One of my other favorite shows that is not on anymore is The Office. I love The Office. I've seen every single episode like 70 times. And like, oh my god, Archer, shh. I remember in his kennel because he kept like trying to crawl in my lap. Anyway, yeah, it was not safe. Anyways, like Steve Carell is amazing. Like, I can watch it over and over and over and over again, and I'll never get tired of it. Same with Futurama. Tucker and I have been watching that to fall asleep to. Again, like we cycle through shows that we watch to fall asleep to. Sometimes it's, for a while it was The Office. Now we're back to Futurama. We watched Bob's Burgers, which is hilarious. Wait, oh, my ear stopped. Yeah, Bob's Burgers is hilarious. What else? We started watching Scrubs, but we kind of just fizzled out of that. Started watching Bob's Burgers instead. Sometimes you fall asleep to Rick and Morty, which is an amazing show. Love it. My favorite episode, Pickle Rick. Oh my god, Archer. Stop. Oh my god. If you guys could see him right now, he's being so dramatic. He's like laying with his face against like the front of his kennel, of his little cat kennel, and he's just meowing super dramatically. Alright. Anyways, what else? Tucker and I recently started watching this show on Amazon Prime. It's called The Boys. It's about like, it's a superhero show. It's pretty good. Kind of weird. Tucker's mom introduced me to this show. It's called The Man in the Last Booth or Last Booth or something weird like that. I don't remember. It was pretty good. It's one of those like thinker shows that you kind of have to like pay attention to kind of get what's going on. But I haven't gotten Tucker into that yet because we've been watching The Boys. Oh my god, Archer, you're making my head hurt. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. What other shows do I like? I will watch pretty much anything. As for like movies, yesterday I watched Spider-Man Homecoming just because Tom Holland is like my favorite Spider-Man. Oh, my Atlanta cat. I might have to pull over and like deal with this fucking cat because he's driving me insane. But I also don't want to pull over because I don't have to pee yet. Anyways, so, yeah, big into, like, Marvel movies, and that was, like, more recently, because I never really watched them before Tucker and I started getting, like, before Tucker and I got together, or even met, I didn't really watch them all that often, which now I don't know why. Because I love Marvel movies. Like, every time that Stan Lee makes, like, his cameo is my favorite. Like, which was the shitty part about the newest Spider-Man, the Far From Home. Because I think that was the first Marvel movie that did not have Stan Lee in it. Like, it didn't have him in his cameo, which is sad because I freaking love Stan Lee. Anyways. Another thing that I like. My ears popped. It's really anything with Johnny Depp in it. for anyone, like, for those who don't know, like, Johnny Depp is my boy. Like, if I ever met him, like, this is a hall pass type situation. Like, he's my Freddy. Sexy man. Anyways, but my favorite Johnny Depp movie is easily Cry Baby. I absolutely love, love, love that movie. It's one of his older movies, so not really a lot of people know that about it, but ooh, he's sexy. Ooh, I am speeding. Should probably slow down so I don't get pulled over. Just wanted to get around that fucking car. Anyways, my least favorite is probably Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I don't know why, it's not my favorite. I mean, it's a good movie, but I don't know. It's just weird. Most of his movies are weird. Oh my gosh. Johnny Depp has a new movie out. It's called The Professor. If you have not watched it, watch that shit. This is the funniest fucking movie ever. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Sorry, I'm just yawning over here. No, it's fucking hilarious. Like, the first time Tucker and I watched it, we rented it on, I think, what did we rent it on? Anyways, doesn't matter. We rented it, and, like, just one part, and it's so shocking. Like, the only thing you can do is laugh. It's so fucking funny. Like, just thinking about it is making me laugh. Anyways, what else? I don't know. Oh, here's a red pop. Oh, I probably just left it. Where is it then? I don't know. So, maybe I shouldn't flunk you. Whatever. Alright. Might be a shorter episode because I don't know what else to talk about. I thought really I would talk about more. I guess I could talk more about, like, oh shit, TV shows. I need to slow down. I'm speeding. I'm going 46 and a 35 right now. Whoops. I have to pee. Nope, I'm gonna wait. Cause there's another stop in like 8.4 miles and I can make it. I got it. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I do though. Anyways. I don't want to stop at Cambridge. Whatever. Okay. So, talking about Big Brother. So, Rick and Morty is about, Rick is, like, the grandpa, and he kind of does, like, interdimensional time travel type stuff, and Morty is, like, his grandson, and, I mean, it's super fucking funny. Like, it's on Hulu, so, I mean, you kind of just have to watch it to kind of understand it. It, some of them are weird. Like, the Pickle Rick one is pretty weird. Basically, Rick turns himself into a pickle to get out of going to, like, family counseling with his daughter, Beth, and Morty, and Morty's sister, Summer. It's just funny, because he ends up having to, like, do a bunch of shit, and, ooh, excuse me, I don't know, anyways, funny fucking show. What other one? Scrubs is kind of older. I'm sure everyone has probably watched at least one. It's about, like, Sacred Heart Hospital in, I think, Seattle, pretty sure. Anyways, and just, like, it follows a group of they start off like interns, and then they like eventually like work their way back up. They work their way up to like residents and all that. It's really funny. Bob's Burgers is a cartoon, and it's, well, okay, it's not a cartoon, it's an animation. Same difference. It's funnier than shit. Like, Tina Belcher is my spirit animal. I have a keychain that says that. It's basically this family. It's about this family that runs, like, a burger restaurant. And just their trials and tribulations. And talks about, like, you know, like, shows, like, the kids, like, they're growing up in their school. And just a bunch of different shit. It's really random and really funny. And talks about Tina, who is actually voiced by a man, which is even funnier. But, like, basically just, like, her going through, like, puberty and all that. And all that fun stuff. Anyways. Yeah. What else did I say? Oh, gosh. I'm freaking tired. I feel like the longest he's meowed. Typically when he goes on like car rides, if they're longer, eventually, usually by like Fruitland. Oh, that was. Usually he'll calm down after a while. I've been driving for a while now and he has not calmed down yet. So hopefully he will. But like, I had him out and he was meowing. I have him in his fucking kennel and he's meowing. He just doesn't know what he wants. I mean, he probably just doesn't want to be in the car. He's never, even when he was little, when we first got him, because he was our first pet, he, like, we went up for Christmas and he was a baby. He was little. And, he didn't do that great then either. I mean, he did okay because he eventually, like, calmed down and just, like, slept in my lap. But now he's huge. I took him to the vet, like I said, for his UTI. Because, okay, we're just going to go off in a little random direction. So, last weekend we went up for my cousin's bachelorette party, the one that's getting married tomorrow. And, came home on Sunday, and I noticed that he was kind of acting a little weird. So I was like, maybe he was just upset because we left him alone with the cat. Or, well, a kitten. She's not a cat yet. She's a kitten. She's a baby. But, it continued, and, like, the next day, and I was just like, okay, maybe there's something wrong. Because he was acting, like, really lethargic. And then I was cleaning out his litter box. And I had, like, I was trying to put down, like, a towel. So it'd be easier to shake it. Just be able to, like, shake it off. After, like, when I cleaned his litter box. But as I laid it down and he peed on the towel. I'm like, that's not normal. So I was like, oh, I should probably call Tucker. And so I called Tucker and I was like, yeah, like, he's being really lethargic, which that on itself is never really a good sign. But then I told him that he had peed outside of the litter box. He's like, yeah, maybe you should take him to the vet. So I took him to the vet and they did, like, an x-ray and a bunch of tests and stuff on him. Had to leave him there while they did all that, which was not fun, because I just sat home. I just sat out at home, and, worried, like, the whole time. So I was just like, But they called me and said that it was a urinary tract infection, and that, like, they're going to put him on antibiotics and all this, and he had an infection. And when they like were taking his vitals, she noticed a heart murmur. But then so that was worried me also. But that turned out to be fine because it was just probably stress from the car ride and being at the vet and all that. So that turned out fine. I mean, all in all, it could have been a lot worse, but it was still, like, terrifying and all of that. Shouldn't it be in this lane also? Oh my gosh, these fucking cars are going so goddamn slow. Anyways, like I said, he's on antibiotics, so he's coming with us, which kind of sucks because that means that Tucker's mom will probably be the one that has to give him his medicine, because tonight is the rehearsal dinner, so I won't be here. And then tomorrow is the wedding, so I won't be there. So I kind of feel bad, but at the same time, it's better if he gets the medicine, even if it's not from me, because antibiotics aren't going to do any good if he doesn't get them. So, you know, I think I passed all of the rest of the area, the bathrooms, whatever. So, yeah. So it was just kind of a shitty situation all in all, and I was just worried, and I mean, I'm still worried, but he has been more active. Like, this is the most he's meowed in all week. Oh, also, his temperature was super high, which was cause for worry. It was 105 degrees. So that wasn't good. And then, so I had to take him back the next day so they could, like, because they had to give him fluids because he was so dehydrated. And so they gave him, like, fluids, and so they had me come back the next day, which was yesterday. And, I checked his temperature again. It went down. It was down to like 102, which was better than 105. That's what she said. Anyways, but Archer, I hear you. Goodness gracious. So yeah, he's on the up and up. It's a very, very, very expensive day though. So. Anyways, I was going to say something, but now I don't remember what it was. Oh, hell yeah, Les Schwab. This Les Schwab guy just passed this fucking camper that's slowing everything down. Is there another car going? I need you to, passing people on, like, highways, because you never really know if, especially, like, right now, there's, like, a hill, so if there was another car, I would have crashed, and probably not ended well, but, goddammit, I've been trying to do better, or, like, you start trying to pass someone, and you think you have enough room, but then down and they have to, like, pull over. So, yeah. It's just dumb. Dumb thing. Okay. There's a pickup coming. I'm also trying to remember what I was going to talk about. Alright. Can't fucking see around this goddamn camper. That didn't sound good. Uh-oh. That's not good. I hear you. There we go. Now I can pass this guy. Hold on. Ooh, that's a nice Polaris. Anyways. Oops. I don't want to get pulled over, so I'm going to slow down a little bit. There we go. Shoot. I fucking hate when they do that shit. Anyways. Damn it. I really don't know what I was going to talk about. I was talking about Archer. I knew I'm going to bed. I had a UTI. I had something pop in my head. I was like, well, I'll talk about that in a second. And now I don't remember. God damn it. Anyways. So, I'm still just driving. And I just am kind of enjoying just kind of talking and not listening to music. Because I don't think Archer likes it when I don't have my music. I don't think he likes it. Anyways. Oh my goodness. So, yeah. So, my mom is something else. But, so we're going to stay in Kamiai, where Tucker is from, for the weekend, up at his parents' house. Because we kind of just low-key don't want to stay in the camper with my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew. And then I think my older brother, or my younger brother, sister-in-law, and niece are all going to stay in the camper with my mom and dad. So we're kind of just like, yeah, I think we're good. We don't need to sleep on the floor. Plus, Tucker snoring. He snores really loud. Like, really loud. And, coming in hot. I just don't want to hear about it. Because I hear about it all the time. They always ask me, like, oh, how can you sleep with his snoring? I'm like, I don't know. We've been together for 4 years. I'm used to it, I guess. I don't know. It's funny, though. But, yeah. It sounded like he just peed. Did you pee, Archie? Or do you have to pee? Whatever. Anyways. So, honestly, I don't know what I was going to say, so I'm just going to sign off for now. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you like, subscribe, rate, tell your friends, and you can find us anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And honestly, I don't know if you can even hear me over this fucking cat. So I might have just talked to no for no reason for almost 30 minutes. Holy cow. It's crazy. So yeah. Tune in next time. And I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about. Because I still can't find that fucking notebook. Well, I'm not going to look for it. But stop. Not the point. So I just remember this is one of the things I was going to talk about. I guess I could talk about movies some more. I don't know. Whatever. Oh my gosh. Stupid fucking truck. Oh shit. Oh, never mind. Slowing down a lot. Oh my lord. Alright. So, yeah. Like, rate, subscribe, tell your friends. And yeah. What's that? Alright. Thanks for tuning in. Bye. That was weird. Archer is saying goodbye also, apparently. Okay, so I remembered what I was going to talk about. So, another TV show that I like is Supernatural, which has the amazing and, I'll be pretty honest, he's pretty sexy, Misha Collins. He plays Castiel, or Cass, and Misha has every year this like scavenger hunt, and it's called Gish. It's called Gish. It's like the greatest international scavenger hunt. I don't remember what the other part stands for, but so every year they have like this scavenger hunt where you get, basically you just go out and do weird shit. And I actually participated this year. Well, I say participated, but kind of didn't really do all that much, only because, like, okay, I gotta pass this fucker. Fucking dick face. Sorry. That's minor road rage. Sorry. So, you basically just, you sign up, and it's like, for like the very like basic, it's like $26, and you sign up, and you can either create your own team, or you can find like a team that already has people in it, which is what I did this year. Our team is like the Kind-Hearted Rebels, something weird like that. And so once it starts, they put like a list is posted of different items, and one, they're all super random and weird. Like one of them is you create a sculpture out of like cheese or something, like with your mouth is one of them, or like the, what is another one? One of the other team members did was, you create a, or no, it was, her kids were reading a story to the monster under their bed. It's just, like, weird, random stuff like that. And, I mean, if I had had more time, I feel like it would have, oh, that is illegal? Oh, wait. What the fuck are you guys doing? There you go. What the hell? Sorry, this is, I don't know. I talk to traffic while I'm driving most of the time. Anyways, so I wish I would have had more time, but with Kaylee's wedding and everything else that was happening, I didn't have a chance to really. This fucking car is driving like a dick. Anyways, I didn't really have as much time to participate as I wanted to. Like, at the beginning, I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do all of this stuff, and, what the fuck are you doing? Oh my god, okay. I don't know what you're doing, but, idiot. Sorry. But, of course, all the shit had to happen this fucking week, so, I did one, which was worth, I think, 36 points, so I contributed a little, but one of the ones that I wanted to do is you're supposed to go to Olive Garden and, like, try and get people to play, like, the floor is lava, but I didn't get a chance to do that one, but it would have been really fun. But yeah, so, all the things. I mean, maybe next year I can do it, because, like, so you can either pay or you can apply for a scholarship where someone else basically buys your $26, like, entry fee, and, I mean, that's what I did, but then I also sponsored someone just kind of to be nice, but, but yeah, it's super fun, and again, international, so like, I think we have someone from like Great Britain on our team or something crazy. Sorry, this guy's driving like a fucking asshole, guys. Sorry, I know I keep like going back to this, but a few minutes ago I was trying to pass him and he fucking just sped up as I was trying to pass him. And I was just like, what the hell? So then now, okay, he's backed off now though, but there's like the passing lane on our side, like the two lanes, and then the, yeah. And he kind of like pulled over because I wasn't really trying to pass him, but he like pulled over, so I did. So I was like, whatever. And so then a second ago, he was on my ass, but now he's backed off. So I don't know what the fuck this guy is doing, but he needs to get his shit together because I'm not dealing with this shit. Anyways, so yeah. That was what I was going to talk about. I don't know what made me think of it. But, again, it's Gish Wish. It's like G-I-S-H-W-E-S or something like that. I don't know. But, for sure, check it out. Join next year. And maybe we'll get teamed up together. You can find me. I think my username is, like, Tressa B. Harding. I believe it's T-R-E-S-S-A, the letter B, and then H-A-R-D-I-N-G. So you can find me, add me, follow me, whatever, and just say that you just mention my podcast, and we'll try and team up next year or something. I don't know. We'll have to see. So, yeah. You can also... I always forget to add this, that you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Stay Tuned with Beth Podcast, and we are available everywhere you can listen to podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, Beaker, obviously Anchor, because that's what I use, all that stuff. I can't remember all of them. There's 8 of them that I'm available on. If you go to anchor.fm/Stay Tuned with Beth, it will have, like, a list of all the different places where you can listen to me. Or maybe not. I don't know. Stuck in slow traffic again. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you like, rate, and subscribe, like always, and tell your friends. Bye! Alright, so I know I already published this episode, so it's just kind of a little caveat. It's a word, right? So one of the shows that I absolutely love that I totally forgot about because I was thinking more along the lines of like shows to fall asleep to, but it's called Letterkenny, and it's a Canadian TV show. And it's so fucking funny. Like, you kind of almost have to have subtitles on so you can understand everything that they say. Because they talk super fast. And they just say so much in, like, such a short span of time. And it's so fucking funny. So, definitely check it out. It's on Hulu. But, yeah. Like, my younger brother told me about it. And so, Tucker and I watched it, and we just absolutely love it. Like, I have shirts with quotes from it. Like, I'm wearing one of them now. It says pitter-patter, which is kind of like, hurry up. Well, the full thing is pitter-patter, let's get at her. But, like, it's so funny. And then I also have one. It has a picture of an ostrich on it, and it says, allegedly. So, I mean, it's just a really funny show. So, definitely check it out. And if you have watched it, leave a review, comment, saying which is your favorite episode and, like, what's your favorite quote, who's your favorite person, that type of stuff. My favorite is absolutely Squirrely Dan. I love Squirrely Dan. He's, well, he's squirrely, but he's super fucking funny. And then my second favorite is probably Gail. She's just so fucking gross. She's disgusting, but it's so funny because she's just gross. But anyways, that's all I wanted to add on. So, yeah. I'm on my way home now from the wedding, which was beautiful. Did not cry, luckily. But when the maid of honor gave her speech, it almost got me, but I was just like, no, I'm not going to cry. Like, that's unnecessary. So, yeah. It was awesome. Well, it was a Catholic wedding. So, it was like the full mass on top of, like, the wedding part also. So it was a long, long ceremony. Like, ours was maybe 15 minutes. So it was ridiculous. It was ridiculously long. But, yeah. So, as always, like, subscribe, leave a review, leave a voice message, whatever. And, yeah.